Friday Review
with Jacinta Parsons and Brian Nankervis on ABC Radio Melbourne and Victoria.
On Song Backstory, the Friday Review invites a musician to tell us about one of their signature songs. This week, Rick Springfield talks about Eleanor Rigby, the Beatles song that was a hit for his band Zoot in 1970.
Well, I came up with the original format of a song, you know, the riffs and doing a heavy metal version. I took it to the band. Actually, they used to come out to my house to rehearse. We'd just rehearse, you know, with like a little amp or acoustic guitars and stuff. And I played it for them, thinking, they'd go, "Oh my God, that's awful," but they loved it. And we kind of, you know, we all kind of finished it off with harmonies and stuff like that. And we never thought of it ever being a single. I mean, we were just looking for songs to play that would accentuate where we wanted to go, which was more guitar heavy and away from the pure pop stuff that Zoot had been known for. And we played it on Hoadley's Battle of the Bands, and apparently they started playing it on the Sydney radio, the live version that we played on that, and they started getting a lot of reaction. Record company and I said, "You guys got to go in the studio and record this." So we rushed in and did a live version. Basically what you hear is basically live. It's all, you know, everything played live, and then we just did the vocals over it. But it's got all feedback, and we remember playing it for a couple of the solo artists at the time before it came out, and they're going, "Oh God, no, this is awful. This is really rough, and you have to go in and redo this."
Yes.
We were very worried about it, you know, because it was a kind of a bold, sonically it was a very bold step too, because it was so raw. But we went with it, and I'm glad we did.
Can I ask, did you have any feedback from the Beatles camp?
This is absolutely unprovable, but I have a friend who says he knew someone who was in a room with John Lennon when he was over here, and it came on. He heard it, or he was in. I don't know how he heard it, but he heard it and said, "I like that better than the Beatles version."
Well, it's pretty great.
I know the Hollies hated it.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God, we opened for the Hollies when they came out, and I guess it was 71 or something. We played in Adelaide, and they played it for them on the radio and said, "What do you think?" And they go, "Oh, that's bloody horrible. I hate that." And we were devastated because we loved the Hollies. It was still a fairly new song, I think, when I started the thought process. But I don't really, it's always been one of my favorite Beatles songs.
Yes.
I remember my initial thought was, how would Hendrix do? Because Hendrix was like one of the first ones to take current artists' songs and redo them. Before that had been done, it was like, why would you do somebody else's song? Write your own song. In fact, people used to say that to us in Zoot. They say, why are you covering other people's songs? You should be writing your own song. So I think it was, you know, that. I thought, how would Hendrix do Eleanor Rigby? And I think that's where it started, the thought process.
I'm speaking to Rick Springfield. Of course, Rick, you are reuniting along with Bebe Birtles, Rick Brewer. You've drafted in Russell Morris. And this tour you're doing, a national tour in November, in many ways it's paying tribute to Zoot, but also to the memory of the great Daryl Cotton.
Yeah, it was. Daryl had big plans we'd all agreed to reunite and do some kind of tour of Australia, and then, you know, he got sick and it wasn't to be. We continued it through Bruce Hutchins, who was Daryl's close friend. Before Daryl died, said, "Bruce, you're my arms and legs. I want you to continue the thing with Zoot." So it's really been Bruce that kind of did all the legwork and got the whole thing going, and we all just said yes. Sounds like a great idea.
Of course, using Russell Morris is absolutely perfect because he was a pal of yours at that time.
Yep, and I was in a band with Daryl for actually longer than he was in Zoot. You know, he was with Russell longer than he was with any of us, and we all, you know, we all loved him. And I mean, he was the kind of guy that, I mean, he was a beautiful looking guy, and the tendency was, "Oh, he must be a real prick if he's that good looking." But he was absolutely a beautiful human being that didn't have a mean bone in his body, and all he wanted to do was help everybody else. So and Russell knew that and loved him. So it's a very worthy thing for him to step in, and I think Perfect.
And all those classic Zoot songs will come out, I imagine, one times, two times, three times, four, Monty and Me. Will a song like Jesse's Girl make a little appearance?
We may do a little section where, because, you know, we've all, it's pretty wild because, I mean, we've all gone on to have hits of our own.
Yes.
I mean, Deep, of course, had hits with Mississippi and Little River Band. Russell's gone on to have not only his 60s hits, but also the newer stuff with Shark Mouth and everything. And Rick went on to the Ferrets and had, you know, Don't Fall in Love. So, and I came over here and had my hits over here. So there's quite a body of work to pull some songs from. I mean, it's a Zoot show, so we don't want to fill it with other songs, but there will be a little section where we kind of pull those out and say, you know, okay, this is what we've done since.
The Friday Review
with Jacinta Parsons and Brian Nankervis on ABC Radio Melbourne.